It's Friday at 5, which means it is time for a local artist showcase here on The Q. It feels like it has been so long since we've had a normal one of these local artist showcases. Between last week with the weather and the week before that, there's also weather issues, and then I got sick, and so there wasn't a local art showcase. It's been a while since we've been together in this normal format, but this week I am going back to my typical format with local artist showcase. That being said, there is potentially some weather coming in tonight into tomorrow, so I like to always preface by saying, and this goes with any local artist showcase, as a lot of times I have to pre-record these shows because I've got gigs myself on Friday nights. Always check ahead to make sure that a venue is having live music, especially if we do end up getting some weather tonight into tomorrow. Any Saturday gigs potentially could be not happening or delayed or whatever. So just make sure you do check ahead with venues before heading over there, as anything I say today on tonight's show is subject to change. But I don't want to get too much further without thanking our awesome sponsors of Local Artist Showcase, the Purple Onion and Saluda, Flat Rock Cinema, home of the Magnolia Concert Series, J&M Farms, and Octopus Garden Smoke Shops. You can tune into the show every Friday at 5 when it airs live. You can also tune into the re-airing on Saturday at noon. You can also stream the show by visiting WTZQ.com and keep each show up for about a week after they air. If you are a musician or a venue and you would like to be considered for Local Artist Showcase, send me an email at 1600@WTZQ.com. Venues and musicians, let me know what live shows you've got coming up. And musicians, make sure you also include MP3 or WAV files of your music, along with any upcoming album releases, single releases, anything of that nature. Make sure you let me know in the email. Again, that's 1600@WTZQ.com. I also am excited to have a special guest on the show joining me a little bit later on. Maggie G is an up-and-coming local musician here in town. She is breaking into the scene here and just a fantastic local musician and songwriter. And so she has a gig coming up next week on Friday at Dry Falls Brewing on the 13th. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about that. And she's going to play us one of her songs that she's written here on the show. So I'm excited to have her joining me a little bit later on to talk about all of that. So make sure you stay tuned in. First up, though, I have Bob Sinclair and the Big Deals. They are performing at the Purple Onion on Saturday the 7th, starting at 8 p.m. Tickets are $10 for that show and can be purchased at purpleonionsaluda.com. Again, depending on what we get overnight tonight, you may want to call ahead tomorrow morning if it does snow a bit to make sure that they are still open and planning on having the show. But as of now, that show is still happening. So this is a song of Bob Sinclair and the Big Deals. This is called Lucky.
I've never really won at love before. Fortune found my heart one lucky day. I'm a gambler when I've got the chance. My gambler's games did not include romance. But then one day the queen of hearts was dealt to me. Lucky you and lucky me. Stakes were high, and I played for keeps. The price of love, it always seemed way too steep. The dealer said, place your bets, I bet my heart you see. Lucky you and lucky me. Thank you.
cards and dice, they're all the same. Love's no penny ante poker game. I won't hedge my bet, I won't gamble it away. I won't take a chance on all that I won today. Let's don't gamble with what we've got. We ran the table, so let's split the pot. No more casino lights, it's candle lights for me. Lucky you and lucky me. Lucky you and lucky me. Lucky you and lucky me.
Politics are enough to unmotivated.
I should be stronger
and
than
deflated.
That was Motivation by the Get Right Band. They are performing at Sierra Nevada tonight, Friday the 6th, from 6 until 8:30. This is a free show. Again, that's the Get Right Band at Sierra Nevada tonight, Friday the 6th, from 6 to 8:30, a free show. Before that was Bob Sinclair and the Big Deals with their song Lucky. They are performing at the Purple Onion on Saturday, tomorrow the 7th, starting at 8 p.m. Tickets are $10. They can be purchased ahead at purpleonionsaluda.com. I'm going to take a quick break, and when I get back, Maggie G will be joining me for an interview and to play one of her original songs. Stay tuned in. Looking for a unique dining and music experience that's just a short drive down the mountain? Then check out the Purple Onion in historic Saluda. Enjoy the relaxed atmosphere, creative cuisine, and great selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Unwind with local musicians on Thursdays and Saturday evenings. Visit purpleonionsaluda.com for the upcoming music schedule, lunch and dinner hours, and to book a reservation. The Purple Onion in beautiful downtown Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
J&M Farms is proud to serve the community with something for everyone. Enjoy live music, kick up your heels with line dancing, join a cornhole league, grab a bite from Sissy's food truck, sip on a beer, wine, or non-alcoholic favorite, all in a fun, relaxed, family-friendly atmosphere. Come enjoy J&M Farms your way and see what makes this place so special. Find them on Facebook or visit their website to discover all the great things happening. J&M Farms, 3016 Chimney Rock Road, proud sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Hey, it's B Squared, the movie guy from Flat Rock Cinema, inviting you to have your ultimate film viewing experience in our unique Bistro Cinema, located in Flat Rock Square, right between Sharewell Coffee and Blue Ruby Kitchen. We feature first-run movies, quality food, and craft beverages. But did you know we also have live music, improv comedy, and host private events? That's right, Flat Rock Cinema is an experience destination right in your backyard. Learn more, purchase tickets, and contact us at flatrockcinema.com.
Come check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glass blowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CDB, top quality candles, premium cigars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
Welcome back to Local Artist Showcase. I am joined today by a special guest. I'm so excited to have Maggie G joining me here in the studio. We are going to be playing one of her original tunes here in just a little bit. She's got a show coming up a week from today at Dry Falls Brewing, starting at 7 p.m. That is Friday the 13th, right before Valentine's Day. Maggie, thank you so much for joining me in the studio this afternoon.
Hi, Izzy. Thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. So Maggie is, I would say, relatively new to the scene, although she's got some gigs already under her belt, well on her way to becoming a household name here in town. Maggie, when did you start playing guitar and start singing and all of that?
I've been singing for like forever, I feel like, and probably since like the second grade is when I started writing. I remember I had like a silly little band with my friends.
Nice.
And I don't know if everyone's probably heard of One Direction, but we were Two Direction.
Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Really, yeah.
I love it. So a two-piece band?
Yes, me and my best friend.
I love it. I love it. So I'm the same way. It's kind of hard to pinpoint when people ask me, when did I start music? Because it feels like it's been my entire life. When would you say you started taking it seriously, or maybe your first gig, or you knew this was something you wanted to do? Do you have like a origin story of that?
I started playing guitar like 4 years ago in like the seventh grade, and I guess I kind of did it originally so I would have, you know, you can't really like go to bars and like sing karaoke like by yourself, you know, like you need something to accompany the voice, and that's kind of what it was for me. My first gig was at The Buzz, which closed down, but it was like a social sober cafe, and I had been doing open mics there for a really long time, and they had me, and it was so much fun. I don't know I guess like a couple summers ago, I decided I really wanted to take this seriously and that it was something I wanted to do because I had to face a choice between making a choice between soccer, like competitive club soccer. But I realized that I didn't want to do that because I'd have to give up my open mics, and I didn't want to do that, even though they don't pay or anything. But yeah.
For sure. I mean, music, any musician will tell you it's a labor of love. The chances of you making it big or whatever are always slim. So it's, you have to love it. You have to eat, sleep, and breathe it. So, which you are already clearly doing. Maggie not only is a excellent performer, but is also a songwriter, which we're going to be showing you playing one of your songs here in just a little bit. But tell me a little bit about, you started writing songs in second grade.
Yeah, my best friend, her name's Sophia, she will sometimes recite them to me when we're around other people to embarrass the crap out of me. Like, it's terrible.
Aw, that's sweet, though. I'm glad that
she remembers them. I don't know how she remembers them.
Well, that's, I think, a testament to how good of a song it is. There you go. Tell me a little bit about what listeners can expect at this show at Dry Falls. Is it going to be all originals? Is it going to be some covers?
It's a mix of covers and originals. The thing I would say that to be aware of, I do have an electric guitar and it will be coming out to play. So
nice.
Yeah, so it's kind of acoustic and electric, so if you're kind of like a classic rock fan, there will be some of that for you in the middle of two acoustic sandwich sets. So
nice. Awesome. Cool. Well, let's talk a little bit about what kind of covers people can. Is it just classic rock, or what? I know we played a more modern tune as well. I also know you guys are Springsteen fans. That's the only thing I know because mm-hmm. we've talked a little bit outside of this. But give us some examples of some of the covers you'll be playing.
My covers. So, yeah, I do like, I'm super excited to try and play You Give Love a Bad Name on my electric.
Nice.
Hopefully I'll get that done for this next set this week, this
a week from
next
today.
Friday.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
it's coming up.
But other covers, well, we did Shallow on the show. I love Shallow. Kind of a mix between, like, pop and, like, I guess songs that everyone knows, you know, like Free Falling and like, Rhiannon and Fleetwood Mac and Tom Petty, Bruce Springsteen. I really love Bruce Springsteen. and some Elliott Smith, but he is so good at guitar that it's kind of hard to do what he does. He made up his own chords and stuff, so I don't...
Yeah. Nice. Well, that's good. A lot of the ones you just mentioned are going to be definitely up our audience's alley. We listen to a lot of Springsteen and Fleetwood Mac and all of those. Tom Petty here on the station as well. So, again, I'm talking to Maggie G. She is performing at Dry Falls a week from today, Friday the 13th at 7 p.m. Maggie, we've met before a little bit about kind of talking about your future, and where do you go to school right now?
I go to school at North Henderson.
Nice. And this is something you're wanting to do beyond just playing here in town. This is something you're hoping to do as a career. Do you want to share a little bit about your aspirations?
Yeah, I definitely want to go to school for music. I'm not quite sure if I want to do vocal music or try to take a songwriting path or like a music business path, or like if I want to become a vocal teacher, something like that. One of those is definitely something I'm interested in, so I can kind of make money while still being able to, you know, do what I love and play gigs, and because I love to perform. It's like one of my favorite parts of it. And like, I know some artists don't like performing, but it's my favorite thing. So
yeah. So we're getting ready to play one of your originals called Devotion to Misery. Actually, you're getting ready to play one of your originals. It's always exciting when we have people actually playing live here in the studio. Tell us a little bit about this song and set it up for us.
So Devotion to Misery, it's kind of based around the fact that, like, I was dating someone and, like, it was kind of a bad situation. And it's kind of like, the song's kind of talking about how me dating them is just kind of, like, it's kind of, like, self-detrimental to me, you know, and, like, trying to realize that maybe the song's kind of, you know, dark, but it's kind of, like, saying that maybe I don't love them, I just love, like, bad situations. Like, I like putting myself in bad situations, and like, it's kind of a way to hurt myself by being with someone. Anyway.
No. Yeah. It's a really sad song. And I think music, and a lot of people will agree, whether it's you as a musician performing the song or listening to music, that is a way of healing and a way of self-reflection. And I think that's perfectly captured in the song.
I didn't end up putting it in there, but there was a line at the end saying that my devotion to misery and devotion to you and me are starting to look the same to me. And that's kind of the whole point of the song, but I didn't end up putting it in there because it felt like too on the nose. But
Well, I appreciate you sharing that with us now, giving us a little background in the song. Maggie's going to go ahead and grab her guitar, and we're going to play this tune. But again, Maggie G performing at Dry Falls this Friday, February 13th at 7 p.m. Make your plans now. Get out there, support a young artist trying to break into the scene. And Maggie, I have no doubt that you are well on your way. Thank you so much for joining me this evening.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, Izzy.
All right, this is Maggie G with her song, Devotion to Misery.
Wallflower on accident, it's okay, I'm used to it. Cried so many tears over so few years, braiding like a string. Butterfly with one wing, big dreams fall apart, no dream breaks your heart. I could fill up an ocean, I could fill up a sea, a sorrowful devotion, some misery, a nostalgic emotion, won't let us free, a sorrowful devotion to you and me. Talked you off a cliff, we were cold and stiff. When I jumped off too, frozen in time with you. Struck me with your smile, thought you'd walk me down the aisle. You were always far away, but you get farther every day. Could fill up an ocean, I could fill up a sea. The sorrowful devotion, misery, a nostalgic emotion, won't let us free of the sorrowful devotion to you and me. Thought you'd cure it all, my mind was playing tricks. There's no cure at all, the sickness can't be fixed. I'm in love with the dark, and you shot the sun. Be just a symptom. I could fill up an ocean, I could fill up a sea. The sorrowful devotion, some misery, a nostalgic emotion, won't let us free. The sorrowful devotion to you.
Looking for a unique dining and music experience that's just a short drive down the mountain? Then check out the Purple Onion in historic Saluda. Enjoy the relaxed atmosphere, creative cuisine, and great selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Unwind with local musicians on Thursdays and Saturday evenings. Visit PurpleOnionSaluda.com for the upcoming music schedule, lunch and dinner hours, and to book a reservation. The Purple Onion in beautiful downtown Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Come check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glassblowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CBB, top-quality candles, premium cigars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
Hey, it's B Squared, the movie guy from Flat Rock Cinema, inviting you to have your ultimate film viewing experience in our unique Bistro Cinema, located in Flat Rock Square, right between Sharewell Coffee and Blue Ruby Kitchen. We feature first-run movies, quality food, and craft beverages. But did you know we also have live music, improv comedy, and host private events? That's right. Flat Rock Cinema is an experience destination right in your backyard. Learn more, purchase tickets, and contact us at flatrockcinema.com.
J&M Farms is proud to serve the community with something for everyone. Enjoy live music, kick up your heels with line dancing, join a cornhole league, grab a bite from Sissy's food truck, sip on a beer, wine, or non-alcoholic favorite, all in a fun, relaxed, family-friendly atmosphere. Come enjoy J&M Farms your way and see what makes this place so special. Find them on Facebook or visit their website to discover all the great things happening. J&M Farms, 3016 Chimney Rock Road, proud sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Welcome back to Local Artist Showcase. Again, a huge thank you to Maggie for joining me on the show. She is performing a week from today, Friday the 13th, at Dry Falls Brewing, starting at 7 p.m. That was an original tune of hers called Devotion to Misery. Maggie will be performing a couple of original tunes that night, along with tons of covers that you know and love, spanning multiple decades. So that is a show you don't want to miss. Go and support our upcoming local artists. It's so important, and I can tell you that as somebody who had a lot of support when I was Maggie's age and younger, out in the community. So go check her out Friday the 13th, Dry Falls Brewing at 7 p.m. Coming up next here, I have Hope Griffin. The Hope Griffin Duo is performing at Mills River Brewing Saturday the 7th at 2 p.m. And this is Song of Hope's called Singing Sad Blues.
Still got a lot of leaping. Broken bones will heal. Bloodstains fade as well. Don't tell me now. I'm just pacing myself. Call me a dreamer, cause I won't be satisfied. Chasing grass that's greener, climbing fences my whole life. Got a stubborn heart that wears its scars like medals earned. Battles lost are lessons taught. I'm down, but I'm not done. No, I'm not done. Now it burns like wildfire in my lungs. Halfway up this mountain, but the climb's just getting far. Down, but I'm not done. Caught me a fool for sacrifices that I've made. These dreams I'm after don't come easy at my age. Got a stubborn heart that's fueled by failures and mistakes. Down here on my knees is where the spark becomes a flame. Becomes a flame. Bloodstains fade as well. Don't tell me now. I'm just pacing myself.
Jay Stevens with Not Done. He is going to be performing at Dry Falls this Saturday, the 7th, starting at 7 p.m. And before that was Hope Griffin with her song Singing Sad Blues. And again, she's going to be playing as a duo at Mills River Brewing on Saturday, the 7th at 2 p.m. I'm going to take one last break here, and I've got a couple of cover songs to play for you when I get back, a few honorable mentions of some shows I won't be able to get to, a couple of songs that I won't be able to get to, and got a couple more songs to squeeze in here in the next break, so stay tuned in. I'll be right back.
Hey, it's B Squared, the movie guy from Flat Rock Cinema, inviting you to have your ultimate film viewing experience in our unique Bistro Cinema, located in Flat Rock Square, right between Sharewell Coffee and Blue Ruby Kitchen. We feature first-run movies, quality food, and craft beverages. But did you know we also have live music, improv comedy, and host private events? That's right. Flat Rock Cinema is an experience destination right in your backyard. Learn more, purchase tickets, and contact us at flatrockcinema.com.
Looking for a unique dining and music experience that's just a short drive down the mountain? Then check out the Purple Onion in historic Saluda. Enjoy the relaxed atmosphere, creative cuisine, and great selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Unwind with local musicians on Thursdays and Saturday evenings. Visit purpleonionsaluda.com for the upcoming music schedule, lunch and dinner hours, and to book a reservation. The Purple Onion in beautiful downtown Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
J&M Farms is proud to serve the community with something for everyone. Enjoy live music, kick up your heels with line dancing, join a cornhole league, grab a bite from Sissy's food truck, sip on a beer, wine, or non-alcoholic favorite, all in a fun, relaxed, family-friendly atmosphere. Come enjoy J&M Farms your way and see what makes this place so special. Find them on Facebook or visit their website to discover all the great things happening. J&M Farms, 3016 Chimney Rock Road, proud sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Come check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glass blowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CDB, top-quality candles, premium cigars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
Welcome to the last segment of Local Artist Showcase. As you know, if you've listened to the show before, I like to take this time right now to mention a couple of shows I'm not going to have time to play music for. Unfortunately, I only have an hour with you guys each week, but I could literally probably do an hour-long show every day of the week and still not get to all of the musicians that are playing in a given weekend in Henderson County. So here are a couple of shows that I thought were worth mentioning. There are so many more than this happening in Henderson County. But starting off with our sponsors, the Purple Onion on Thursday, the 12th, has Hannah and the Wistfuls playing. They will be performing at 7:30, and that is a $10 show. And then J&M Farms this week has the Blackwater Station Band tomorrow, Saturday, starting at 5 p.m., and then yours truly is going to be performing there on Sunday at 2 p.m., and I'm excited to be back over at J&M Farms. Saturday at Southern Appalachian Brewery, Appalachia is going to be performing. That is a band that our very own Steve Pettis is part of Gardening in the Mountains. Did you know that Steve is a man of many talents? Not only is he your gardening cooperative extension agent extraordinaire, he is also a local musician here in town and has a couple of very creative band names, including this one. So Appalachia is performing with some special guests, and that will be starting at 7 p.m. this Saturday at Southern Appalachian Brewery. Also going on Saturday, Trailside Brewing, which I like to mention this every once in a while. I, in addition to being a DJ and a local musician, also have a booking company. I book music for local venues, corporate clients, private event clients, weddings, festivals. I do just about any kind of music booking locally. But Trailside Brewing this weekend, they typically only have one show on Saturdays, but this Saturday they have two shows. So they've got their normal one from 6 to 9 with Steven Evans, but they've got a special Valentine's Day market that's happening in the afternoon. And Johnny Wright, who is a regional violin player, will be there playing some tunes for that event. So if you're looking for some last-minute gifts for that special someone, or maybe for yourself for Valentine's Day, go check out that market, and you'll be properly serenaded while you are there. Serenaded a word? Is there a past tense for serenade? It seems like it would be serenaded, but that also seems weird. I don't know. Somebody tell me. Coming up next is Iggy Radio. We have entered our cover portion of the show. Iggy Radio is performing a NXS cover called I Need You Tonight. And if you like what you hear, he's going to be at Bold Rock tomorrow, Saturday, starting at 5 p.m.
Hello, and thank you for streaming Local Artist Showcase here on WTZQ.com. Unfortunately, we cannot post any covers on our website due to licensing restrictions, so we will now be skipping ahead to the next section. If you'd like to hear future Local Artist Showcases in their entirety, remember you can always hear the full show when it airs live every Friday evening at 5 or Saturday at noon. Thanks again for tuning in. Now, on to the next segment.
Finishing out the show, that was Lynn Goldsmith and the Jeter Mountain Band with their Hank Williams cover of Hey Good Lookin'. Lynn Goldsmith and the Jeter Mountain Band are going to be performing at First Class Bluegrass, try saying that five times fast, First Class Bluegrass Festival a week from Saturday, the 14th. They've got a morning slot. They weren't totally sure when they reached out to me exactly what time they're going to be performing. However, you will have to purchase tickets in advance, so to see the full schedule and get those tickets, you can check online for the schedule. That will be at bluegrassfirstclass.com. That is a festival going on in Asheville next weekend. I believe it's at least a two-day, if not a three-day festival going on. So, again, that was Lynn Goldsmith and the Jeter Mountain Band. They're performing the morning of Saturday the 14th at First Class Bluegrass Festival in Asheville. You can get tickets and the full schedule online at bluegrassfirstclass.com. Enough of that. If you are hoping to catch me somewhere this weekend, I will be performing at Mud Puppies in Arden tonight starting at 8 p.m. That is a free show. It's a solo show. I will be there from 8 until 10 p.m. tonight. Great food, great drinks. They've got an actual stage that I will be performing on, which is always exciting, with lights and sound and all that. So that'll be a great show to come out to again tonight, Friday from 8 to 10. And then Sunday, I will be over at our awesome sponsor, J&M Farms, performing from 2 until 5. I also want to say a huge thank you to 185 King Street and Eric Congdon and any of you guys who came out last night to see that show. It was an absolute blast. It's so good to perform with Eric again and see him. And that was my first show over at 185 King Street, a venue that's been on my list for a while to go out and perform at. So it was just a really great night of dancing and music, and it was just a lot of fun. So I appreciate you all for coming out and seeing that, and I hope to catch you somewhere else this weekend. Again, a huge thank you to our sponsors, J&M Farms, of course, Flat Rock Cinema, home of the Magnolia Concert Series, The Purple Onion in Saluda, and Octopus Garden Smoke Shops. If you are an artist or a venue, give me a shout at 1600 at WTZQ.com. Let me know where you're playing next. Venues, send me your live music schedule. And musicians, make sure you include MP3 or WAV files of your music, along with any single releases, album releases, anything of that nature. Let me know what you have coming up. You can tune into the show every Friday at 5 or Saturday at noon when the show re-airs. You can also stream it throughout the week or again at WTZQ.com. And last but certainly not least, go check out Maggie G, again, performing a week from Friday, a week from today, the 13th at Dry Falls from 7 to 10. It's so important to support these up-and-coming musicians, these young musicians. I know for me, I didn't really fit in to the academic crowd very much. I certainly did not fit in with the sports crowd. Music and the arts were my thing, and man, has it certainly paid off for me. So it is so important to support these young artists who are making their way here in town, because without that support, I know I certainly would not be where I am today. So if you can, go and support Maggie G. She's going to be at Dry Falls the 13th from 7 to 10. And thanks, Maggie, for coming in and hanging out with me this evening. With that, I hope you have a great rest of your evening. I hope you have a great weekend. Again, all of the shows I mentioned tonight are subject to change should we get some weather tonight into tomorrow. So any shows I mentioned happening, especially on Saturday, if we do end up getting some weather, I would call ahead, check ahead, and make sure that no schedules have changed. Go on to social media and just double check those things. Because as a reminder, Saturday when this show re-airs is always a rerun. So it's not updated with any potential cancellations. So just make sure you check on that. But as of Friday afternoon, evening, these shows are all still on for tomorrow and today. So there you have it. I hope you have a great evening. I will see you on the run on Monday and back here on Local Artist Showcase on Friday. See ya. Stay tuned.
And listen local.